608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along with us. Also, we'll check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, as Isaías approaches Hispaniola.
Yeah.
Qué bueno. Nah, qué malo.
Spelled Isaías, right.
Right, but so the pronunciation, and we'll go through this. I've heard two or three different pronunciations. Isaías is what I'm going with, but I could be corrected throughout the morning. So, if you got, yeah, you could say it is like Isaías, but then I hear Isaías. We'll figure that out. In other words, it's that storm, y'all, and it's approaching Hispaniola. Dr. Bill talked about maybe that the high peaks on Hispaniola would—I think it's 10,000 feet at the summit there—could tear the storm up some, but the track laid out a little more with a little more certainty now. It looks like the east coast of Florida, but we'll get those details coming up from Doc at 6:35. Also get you the latest traffic throughout the morning and the latest news headlines. Start off the hour like we do, the 6 and 7 o'clock hours, with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Yesterday's numbers look like what, Dalton?
It was a tough day for a couple states, California and Florida, setting daily records for new deaths. But nationally, according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, we're nearing 4.4 million total cases of coronavirus. There have been nearly 143,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 66,211 new cases were added for the nation, and that dropped the 7-day average just a little bit to 64,000 cases per day, while the 7-day average for testing is at an all-time high of 820,000 per day. That's right around an 7.8% total positivity rate for the nation, and that number has been steadily dropping over the last few days. There were 1,418 deaths added yesterday. We're now averaging 968 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that number has been since June the 2nd. There have also been nearly 54 million total coronavirus tests reported since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, as the governor extends the safer at home and mask ordinances yesterday through the end of August, We have 81,572 confirmed cases now, and 1,489 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, we added 1,263 cases to the Alabama numbers. The 7-day average has dropped now to 1,594 cases per day, and we're averaging 8,282 tests per day. But that number has been dropping steadily over the last 2 weeks. Right now, we have a 19.2% positivity rate for the state, much higher than the national average of 7.8%. And after zero deaths were reported on Tuesday, there were 43 added yesterday to Alabama's toll. The 7-day average still, though, has dropped by 4 since Monday to 23 deaths per day. And the Alabama Department of Public Health yesterday updated their presumed recoveries numbers. They now say over 35,000 Alabamians have been presumed to have recovered from COVID-19. In Mobile yesterday, we had the most new cases in all of the counties in the state, 188 new cases for Mobile with 3 new deaths, bringing the total to 7,683 cases with 180 deaths. Baldwin County added 72 new cases and 3 deaths. They now have 2,865 cases with 20 deaths. They had the third most new cases in the state. Washington County, 294 cases with 10 deaths. Clark County, 453 cases with 9 that have died. Monroe County, 370 cases with 3 deaths. Kanawha County, 350 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County now has 872 cases with 14 deaths. Choctaw County, 265 cases with 12 that have died. And in Wilcox County, 392 cases with 9 deaths. And I mentioned Mobile had the most new cases in the state yesterday. Baldwin County, the third most new cases. It was Jefferson County that added the second most new cases. They added 127 yesterday with 5 new deaths. Montgomery, on the other hand, has seen their numbers drop quite a bit. They only added 47 new cases yesterday in Montgomery County, and there have been 0 new deaths added. And that's a look for COVID-19 around Alabama and the rest of the nation.
You know, we're seeing that county by county, though. We talked about it earlier. One day it'll be, you know, the most increases will be Montgomery County. Then it's Mobile County. Then it's Jefferson County. Then it bounces back and forth. We just keep watching those numbers change.
Yeah, and I would say we've said it before on here, but the daily reporting of these numbers has been hit and miss, to say the least. But they do normally get those numbers in on time. So the best data to look at, I believe, are the 7-day averages and even the 14-day averages. I think that gives people a little bit better of a picture of what they're looking at locally and statewide.
Well said, Dalton. We appreciate that update. Also coming up, how tall you are may affect your chance of getting coronavirus. So this is one for stretches out there. The tall folks, will give you those details coming up in just a second. And also staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams at 6:35 with a discussion of the tropics and our forecast for the rest of the work week and the weekend. As coronavirus pandemic continues to grow across the country, the outlook for the U.S. economy is not good. Federal Reserve meeting ended yesterday with officials saying that they would keep emergency measures in place for some time to come. Steve Kastenbaum has more.
The Federal Reserve chairman said there was some movement in the economy in the right direction in recent weeks.
Economic activity picked up as the economy began to reopen. Many businesses opened their doors, factories restarted production, and more people left their homes to engage in various activities. As a result, household spending looks to have recovered about half of its earlier decline, although spending for services such as air travel and hotels has shown much less of a pickup.
But Jerome Powell said some of that consumer spending was rooted in coronavirus stimulus funds distributed to Americans.
Even with the improved economic news in May and June, overall activity remains well below its level before the pandemic, and the contraction in real GDP in the second quarter will likely be the largest on record.
In other words, when the second quarter GDP figures are released, it will likely show that the nation's economy shrank more than ever before.
As a result of the roughly 22 million jobs that had been lost, about one-third had been regained as of the June payroll report. The unemployment rate declined in May and June, but at 11.1% remains far above its level before the outbreak and greater than the peak during the global financial crisis.
Given all of those factors, the Fed chairman said they will keep interest rates where they are for a while.
We have held our policy rate near zero since mid-March and have stated that we will keep it there until we are confident that the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
Powell said the Federal Reserve will continue buying Treasury and mortgage-backed securities and will also continue with emergency actions that support the availability of credit for the foreseeable future. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
You know, you might have heard that and thought that was one of those computer-generated voice processors, right, where you type in the copy and it comes. But it's actually, y'all, seriously, that's Jerome Powell. He's just that exciting out there. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of money to Americans, I don't know if it was just a throwaway comment, but yesterday President Trump was in Texas and was asked about the $1,200 direct payment to Americans, if it was enough. The president said, we're going to see if we can make it go higher than that, actually. So we'll see if the number comes up from there and what that does to the economy. All right, 616 on the way in sports.
Well, the ACC became the latest Power 5 conference to announce what they plan to do with college football this fall, and the SEC could soon follow. I'll let you know what's going on in the NCAA. And also some good news for the Atlanta Braves. Not only did they win last night, but also the announcement that a very popular player is coming back to the team. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right, 77 now, 616, and straight ahead, we'll check headlines from WKRG.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer at home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
Good morning, 619 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And let's start with college football, where a big announcement was made by the ACC yesterday. After a vote by the board of directors, the conference announced that beginning on September 12th, all ACC schools plus the independent university Notre Dame will play 10 conference games plus one non-conference game of their choosing. And the Fighting Irish, for the first time ever, will be eligible for the ACC championship game. There will be no divisions for this season only. According to ESPN, the non-conference game must take place in the home state of the ACC institution. That means that the week one matchups between Auburn and North Carolina, Georgia and Virginia, and Florida State, West Virginia will either need to be moved to the campus of the ACC team or canceled. The 11 games will be played over at least 13 weeks with two built-in bye weeks. The ACC championship game will be played in Charlotte on either December 12th or December 19th and will feature the top two teams with the highest conference winning percentages. Now, the ACC's decision comes weeks after the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced that they would play conference-only schedules this fall. That leaves the SEC and Big 12 as the only Power 5 leagues that have not made an announcement about what they plan to do about their scheduling. However, a decision from the SEC could come very soon. Ross Dellinger with Sports Illustrated reported yesterday that the SEC is moving closer to an agreement on a conference-only schedule of 10 games. Dellinger's sources told him that during a virtual meeting yesterday, a majority of the league's athletic directors approved the idea of a conference-only 10-game schedule, and that SEC presidents are expected to meet virtually later today to seriously discuss the matter. Some good news for the Atlanta Braves. Veteran outfielder Nick Markakis announced that he will return to the team 3 weeks after announcing he was opting out of the season due to concerns about coronavirus. Markakis said yesterday he changed his mind about sitting out after watching his teammates play the first 5 games. Last night, the Braves beat Tampa in Atlanta's home opener 7-4. In some other games, the Nationals scored 4 10th-inning runs to beat Toronto 4-0. Minnesota shut out St. Louis 3-0. The Yankees beat Baltimore 9-3. Boston picked up their first win in 5 games, 6-5 over the Mets. The Cubs fell to Cincinnati 12-7, and the LA Dodgers beat Houston 4-2 in extra innings after Edwin Rios hit a 2-run shot in the 13th. Speaking of LA, the MLB has suspended Dodgers pitcher Joe Kelly for 8 games. On Tuesday, Kelly threw a fastball near the head of Houston's Alex Bregman and then mockingly taunted Astros star Carlos Correa. The game marked the first time that the teams had met since it was revealed Houston stole signs en route to a 2017 World Series title that came at the Dodgers' expense. Kelly elected to appeal. He can continue to play until the process is complete. Longtime MLB manager John McNamara passed away on Tuesday at the age of 88. McNamara managed 6 different teams over 19 seasons, including the Boston Red Sox, when they came within one strike of winning the World Series in 1986. Game 6 of that series was the infamous Red Sox moment when first baseman Bill Buckner allowed the winning score as a ground ball rolled between his legs. McNamara also managed the Athletics, Padres, Reds, and Angels. In sports today, round one of the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational begins this morning at TPC Southwind in Memphis. Quite a few big names teeing off in the field of 78 PGA golfers. Bryson DeChambeau is the pre-tournament favorite, followed by new world number one John Rahm, Justin Thomas, and Rory McIlroy. Brooks Koepka will look to get back on track after he won last year's event. Play begins at 11 this morning, and the round will air live on the Golf Channel beginning at 1. And tonight, the NBA will resume their 2020 season live from the Wide World of Sports Disney Bubble in Orlando. The New Orleans Pelicans get it started against the Utah Jazz at 5:30. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will be a game-time decision. Williamson went 12 days without team practice after he left Orlando due to a family medical emergency. He returned on Saturday, spent 4 days in quarantine, and has practiced twice since his return. And following that game, the LA Lakers will face the LA Clippers. Both games will air on TNT, and six more games are scheduled for tomorrow. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working one accident now without injuries at Spring Hill and Mobile Street. They've called for the wreckers. Just happened a few minutes ago. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still no delays from Tillman's Corner. Theodore, and driving down from Saraland. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? A staycation at the Battle House Hotel and Spa is just what you need. Book the Stay and Explore package with the Battle House and you'll get a $50 Visa gift card. Go to Marriott.com and use code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let me see if I can do this. So Kane just talked about the Battle House, and one of the famous things about the Battle House, of course, is the people that have stayed there, and Andrew Jackson's tenure at the Battle House way back in 1812, 1813. And this segues, follow me here. This segues because I just booked this last night. My buddy John Sledge, historian extraordinaire, joins me on Friday's Midday Mobile. We're going to dig into some history of Andrew Jackson in Mobile, the War of 1812, also the Creek Indian War with, you know, next month, Fort Mims. They'll do the reenactment there in Baldwin County. So John's joining me on Friday's Midday Mobile. Also joining our staff, if you didn't hear the announcement yesterday, I'm going to give it to you today, tomorrow, and on through Monday, because we're real excited. The FM Talk 106.5 family growing, and Jeff Poor and the Jeff Poor Show debuts on Monday morning at 9. So he'll be on from 9 to 12. It'll be Mobile Mornings from 6 to 9. Jeff Poor 4 from 9 to noon, and then Midday Mobile from noon to 2. 8 hours in a row of live local programming coming from this very radio station. I think we're up to 58 hours a week of locally sourced programming here at FM Talk 106.5. So we're real excited about it, Jeff, and we'll talk more about it coming up.
WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer at home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forkliftHunter.com.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
More than 150,000 Americans have died from coronavirus. Health experts believe there are things we can all do to slow the spread.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging Americans to wear masks and follow social distancing guidelines in order to slow the spread.
The fundamental things of avoiding crowds, physical separation, universal wearing of masks, closing the bars, hand hygiene.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, negotiations continue over what another coronavirus stimulus bill might contain. Among the points of debate between Democrats and Republicans, the $600 a week federal unemployment benefit from the CARES Act that expires on Friday. Karen Kafa, Washington.
The Philadelphia Phillies report a team employee who works in the visiting clubhouse has tested positive for coronavirus. The Phillies' four-game series against the New York Yankees was postponed this week following a coronavirus outbreak among the Miami Marlins who played in Philadelphia last weekend. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Viacom CBS is beefing up the content of its CBS All Access direct-to-consumer streaming platform, adding more than 3,500 episodes of TV shows, as well as a new original children's offering that's a spin-off of the Nickelodeon hit SpongeBob SquarePants. The move is part of a broader overhaul of CBS All Access, which launched in 2014 by adding content from Viacom CBS outlets, including Nickelodeon and BET. The company is betting the service can attract more customers. Citibank analysts say AstraZeneca may be on track to raise its forecast after beating expectations for the latest quarter. Weak sales of its Pulmicort asthma treatment in China were the only soft spot for the quarter, and notable product strengths included asthma treatment Symbicort. Data from a phase 3 trial of the COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca is developing with University of Oxford researchers is expected in the fall, but the company will sell it on a not-for-profit basis during the pandemic. That's your money now.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Paramount Tax Relief is here to help. Need to file your taxes but your local tax shop is closed?
We can help!
Our certified tax agents will work with you over the phone to get your unfiled tax returns in order. Have you received a wage garnishment notice or bank levy?
We can help!
Our legal team will negotiate with the IRS to remove garnishments, levies, and penalties. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and don't know what to do?
We can help!
Our professional experts have been in your shoes. They are compassionate, honest, and will find a resolution plan that's best for you. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-524-9701. That's 1-800-524-9701. 1-800-524-9701. Paramount Tax Relief is here to help.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
You there, Dr. Bill?
Yes, indeed.
There we go. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I know in a second here we'll talk about Isaias, or however we're going to pronounce it, but first let's talk about our forecast for today and the rest of the work week, because I'm looking at the radar this morning, and I don't see showers right now. This is different.
Yeah, we've got a high-pressure system now that's building across Florida and out into the Gulf of Mexico. And it's going to reduce the rainfall activity in our area, and we're going to have quite a bit of sunshine today. And so we're really getting rid of that showery pattern that's been with us for several days. Picked up a little bit of rain yesterday, a little less than a quarter of an inch, but now we're approaching 9 inches of rain for the month of July. So today, look for partly cloudy skies with some isolated showers or thunderstorms, and the high today should be around 90 degrees. Now, tonight, look for a low in the mid-70s and partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow will be mostly sunny, a high of about 92 to 93 degrees tomorrow afternoon. As for the weekend, well, high pressure will be over the Gulf of Mexico, and it'll give us mostly sunny skies on Saturday. A few afternoon thunderstorms are possible with a high in the low 90s. And then a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but at the same time, quite a bit of sunshine on Sunday. And again, a high in the low 90s. So we're going to see quite a bit of sunshine now, and those temperatures climbing into the 90s, thanks to this high pressure system over the Gulf. And that high will actually be a protection for us. It'll protect us from any tropical systems.
Okay, so that is what is now directing what, more of an easterly track for Tropical Storm Isaias or Isaias or Isaias or whatever we're calling it?
Yeah, there's about six or seven different ways to pronounce it, and the storm, Tropical Storm, is now located just southwest of Puerto Rico, and its projected track now will take it over the island of Hispaniola, and that has some mountains up to 10,000 feet. And so if the center goes right over the mountain system, it'll break it up and have to reorganize on the northern side. If the center does stay on the north coast, then it will maintain itself and continue on up into the islands and off the coast of Florida and the Bahamas. And it will affect perhaps the east coast of Florida, and that would be late Saturday and Sunday. How strong will it be? Well, it all depends on what happens with either the crossing or its encounter with the island of Hispaniola, and that, of course, consists of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. But as it gets over the warm waters of the Bahamas, it could intensify a bit and perhaps be a strong tropical storm or maybe even a minimal hurricane. But it should affect Florida, most likely the East Coast, and then begin to recurve and affect coastal Georgia, South Carolina, and possibly move over the easternmost portion of North Carolina early next week.
So this is just down the coast.
Good here, as I mentioned, high pressure over the Gulf should block any kind of activity from getting into our area.
The track you're talking about, so kind of skirting the coast, the Atlantic coast, they're not going inland, it sounds like.
Yeah, if it does, it may be the easternmost portion of Florida and then, of course, the eastern portion of North Carolina. And it's very possible that it could even miss all areas except North Carolina. And we have to look at now as that system encounters the island of Hispaniola and what will happen to it. Will it break up? Will it reform at a different location, which changes the whole projection of a track on the East Coast? So the next 24 hours is certainly very important.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Yeah, there's another tropical wave that we're looking at now that's come off the African coast. It's actually showing some early signs of rotation. And so that's something we'll be following certainly over the next several days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our tropical weather expert and staff meteorologist doing this for four decades along the Gulf Coast. That is Dr. Bill Williams. All right, coming up, we'll check in with Dalton for sports. Also, headlines from WKRG. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Lamberts Cafe Traffic Center. Working accidents now at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Drive without entries. Another one at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Street. Again, you'll see a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. Daphne, Spanish Ford, no delays. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:43 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. Mentioned this earlier. It's just that now this may be proven to not be true in another week's time. You know the way these stories have been surrounding coronavirus. But according to the Sun, yesterday posted up a story, and they were talking about a survey of 2,000 people here. They did researchers in the UK, Norway, and the United States examined a wide range of personal and work-related predictors of the transmission of COVID-19. They say from the early results from the survey of 2,000 people suggesting that the aerosol transmission of the virus is very likely, with taller people at twice the risk. Now, we've heard that overweight people are at a high risk. Now they're saying taller people. I don't know, Dalton, if it just means y'all get more droplets up there or something like that, but because it doesn't go into any more detail. It just says it's something that would not be expected if transmission was exclusively through droplets. They said aerosols can accumulate in poorly ventilated areas and are carried by air currents. Mm. But they did show taller people, they, at least right now, like I said, this science could just be, next week could not be, it could be debunked, but right now, taller people have a better chance of getting coronavirus.
Well, you know, I'm not the tallest person in the world, but I will say this is a bit worrisome, as I'm probably, I don't know.
You're the tallest person in the studio, that's for sure.
That's for sure. But, you know, Alabama, they just made that bar ordinance announcement a couple days ago, and then yesterday, of course, Ivy extending the mask and safer at home orders. I am expecting, Sean, here, my sources say they're going to shut down the big and tall stores after reading this story. They're worried about the big and tall stores, and they're going to make sure they shut it down by, let's pick a number, 10 p.m. every night. You got to be out of the big and tall stores.
What time do they normally shut down? I'm not exactly sure.
So if you're in one.
If you're Husky or Stretch, yeah, you may have increased chance of getting coronavirus. Hey, speaking of the shutdown of the bars early, we got a song coming up later on in the show that was sent to me on Facebook. A song that's an ode to the governor. I'll tell you more about it, and we'll get that going on here in just a little bit. All right. Yesterday, the grill was hot again in Washington. You know, it was for AG Barr earlier this week. Yesterday, the CEOs of Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook faced questioning from congressional committee investigating the business practices. Linda Kenyon has more.
The chairman of the panel, Democrat David Cicilline, said, here's the problem.
Simply put, they have too much power.
Saying these big tech companies wield an outsized influence on the national and global marketplace.
Many of the practices used by these companies have harmful economic effects. They discourage entrepreneurship, destroy jobs, hike costs, and degrade quality.
Republican Jim Sensenbrenner says the power these companies wield is not necessarily a bad thing.
Your companies are large. That's not a problem. Your companies are successful. That's not a problem either.
What is a problem, he says, is that he believes big tech companies stifle conservative voices in the marketplace of ideas.
Conservatives are consumers too.
Fellow conservative Republican Jim Jordan came at the issue more directly.
Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact.
Most recently, Twitter, which did not have a representative at the hearing, removed certain content that violated user guidelines. Some of that information was posted by President Trump himself. Removing it added to the conservative argument that social media companies are engaging in systemic censorship. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said all voices have an opportunity to participate on his platform.
I'm proud that we've given people who've never had a voice before the opportunity to be heard, and given small businesses access to tools that only the largest players used to have.
But Representative Cicilline wonders if some big tech business practices are swallowing up the smaller players.
The American people confronted monopolists in the past, be it the railroads or the oil tycoons or AT&T and Microsoft. We took action to ensure no private corporation controls our economy or our democracy. We face similar challenges today.
Jeff Bezos told the committee his company, Amazon, is not a monopoly.
Amazon accounts for less than 1% of the $25 trillion global retail market and less than 4% of U.S. retail.
Apple CEO Tim Cook said his company doesn't have a monopoly over any company.
In fact, we don't have a dominant share in any market or in any product category where we do business.
Democrat Jamie Raskin summed up the inquiry this way.
You know, in the 19th century, we had the robber barons. In the 21st century, we got the cyber barons. And we want to make sure that the extraordinary power and wealth that you've been able to amass is not used against the interests of democracy and human rights around the world, not against the interests of a free market at home.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
In watching that yesterday, you had to wonder if maybe federal government officials were just jealous of the power that those companies had. And they said, wait, we're supposed to be the ones with all the power. Talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice. Also, you know, Dalton, we talked about big and tall. We'll try to get into the story yesterday that came up on AL.com when an Alabama Board of Education member made comments on Governor Ivey's weight. He thinks she's getting a little heavy. We'll talk about that coming up. News headlines from WKRG next.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts. Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer at home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer that's committed to your comfort and safety. Ask us about the indoor air quality products that can kill most viruses, bacteria, and allergens, providing you peace of mind that the air you're breathing is clean and healthy. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning, 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, a big announcement was made by the ACC yesterday. After a vote by the board of directors, the conference announced that beginning on September 12th, all ACC schools plus legendary independent university Notre Dame will play 10 conference games plus one non-conference game of their choosing, and the Fighting Irish will for the first time be eligible for the ACC championship game. There will be no divisions for the ACC this season only. According to ESPN, the non-conference game must take place in the home state of the ACC institution. That means that the week one matchups between Auburn and North Carolina, Georgia and Virginia, and Florida State West Virginia will either need to be moved to the campus of the ACC team or canceled. The 11 games will be played over at least 13 weeks with two built-in bye weeks. In the ACC Championship game, scheduled to be played in Charlotte, North Carolina, either December 12th or December 19th, and this year will feature the top two teams with the highest conference winning percentages. The ACC's decision comes weeks after the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences announced they would play conference-only schedules this fall. That leaves the SEC and Big 12 as the only Power 5 leagues that have not made an announcement about what they plan to do about scheduling. However, a decision from the SEC could come very soon. Ross Dellinger with Sports Illustrated reported yesterday that the SEC is moving closer to an agreement on a conference-only schedule of 10 games. Dellinger's sources told him that during a virtual meeting yesterday, a majority of the league's athletic directors approved the idea of the conference-only 10-game schedule, and that SEC presidents are expected to meet virtually later today to seriously discuss the matter. Some good news for the Atlanta Braves. Veteran outfielder Nick Markakis announced that he will return to the team 3 weeks after announcing he was opting out of the season due to concerns about coronavirus. Markakis said yesterday that he changed his mind about sitting out after watching his teammates play the first 5 games. In their 6th game last night, the Braves beat Tampa in Atlanta's home opener 7-4. In some other games, the Nationals scored 4 10th-inning runs to beat Toronto 4-0. Minnesota shut out St. Louis 3-0. The Yankees beat Baltimore 9-3. Boston picked up their first win in 5 games 6-5 over the Mets. The Cubs fell to Cincinnati 12-7. And the LA Dodgers beat Houston 4-2 in extra innings after Edwin Rios hit a 2-run shot in the 13th. Tonight, the NBA will resume its 2020 season live from the Wide World of Sports Disney Bubble in Orlando. The New Orleans Pelicans get it started against the Utah Jazz at 5:30. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will be a game-time decision. Williamson went 12 days without team practice after leaving Orlando due to a family medical emergency. He returned on Saturday, spent 4 days in quarantine, and has practiced twice since his return. Following that game, the LA Lakers will face the Clippers. Both games will air on TNT, and 6 more games are scheduled for tomorrow. 6:54, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Up next, traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Wrapping up accidents at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Drive. Also wanted Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Street. We look great from the 1065 split, 90 Range Line, Halls Mill. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. Also enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world famous Hooters Girls Till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll talk more about our work week end and the weekend forecast. Plus, let me try it here. Isaiasis.
Ooh.
Isaiasis or Isaias or whatever we're calling that tropical storm out there. He'll give us details on the timeline and intensity coming up at 7:35. Plus, next hour, checking in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. We'll get that going. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert joins us. And yes, coming up next hour, we'll get into the story. I did finally, I had not checked Twitter yesterday evening or over overnight. And Dalton, you pointed out to me, and I see this, that the story about the questioning of Governor Ivey's weight, my wife said on Twitter, "This makes me mad, double mad. She said, "So here's your show for tomorrow. I would let you interview me, but I'm pretty sure the FCC hasn't softened their rules on acceptable language." So this story coming up that has Alabama Board of Education member Wayne Reynolds remarking on Governor Ivey's weight. We'll do the story, but it seems like this man has been beaten to a pulp on social media. But we'll give you the story so you know why they're beating him up. All right, coming right back. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask order through August 31st. The extended safer at home order includes restrictions on the number of people allowed inside retail stores. The governor also ordered students in second grade and up to wear a mask at school, along with all school staff. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs confirms 29 coronavirus cases at the William F. Green Veterans Home. That's up from 17 cases previously reported. 17 residents and 12 employees have contracted the virus at the Bay Minette facility. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Stapleton this week has been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Rhodes of Florence, Alabama. Rhodes was killed along with the passenger who has not been identified when the single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza crashed 15 minutes after taking off from Jack Edwards Airport in Gulf Shores Tuesday evening. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see the special home.